Hello, and welcome to One World Pod, brought to you by the group One World Many Paths and broadcast from the virtual world of Second Life.
Welcome to Guided Grace Meditation. Please get yourself in a relaxed position. Cross your limbs and loosen any tight clothing. And prepare to relax. And after we get nice and relaxed, I'll call in the energy. You should all feel a whole lot better. I've been listening to the Basher stuff. That seems to be helping me. Reminding me. It's like I need reminding some. Maybe we all do. Of the unlimited nature. Choose to be limited. We came here to be limited. To find out what limitation was like, I guess, to explore the whole concept of limitation. And we did a really bang-up job of it, too. The rest of the universe is amazed. From what I gather, the rest of the universe is really amazed that we have managed to limit ourselves so severely. So, that's quite an accomplishment, I guess. So, be really proud of that one. And they call us masters of limitation, I guess. There are those in the rest of the universe that call us the masters of dubious honor among us, maybe, but I guess to them it's a type of mastery. Let us now attempt to take that honor down just a little bit. I don't know if I really want to be that limited anymore. I think maybe I could go on to some other things, but ready to relax, ready to see yourself. Your energy, it kind of looks like a tree, so use the imagery of the tree. Actually, no, I think I might do colors today. Okay, imagine yourself with your roots in the ground, deep in the earth. Branches high in the sky. And sort of like a willow tree whose fronds reach all the way to the ground. Cycles. Round and around, both directions, and out from her chakra point. back around. And it does look a bit like sort of a tree or something. See yourself reaching your connections out. Going to pull it in from Earth and the sky. The reason we do that is because that's gives us both kinds of complementary energies. First, we relax in order to be able to take that energy in and allow it to flow. Because if we have a restriction or a blockage somewhere, it's going to hurt. So we don't want that. So then one of the ways to get rid of that is to relax. This is why we do the relaxing of the body first. It just helps things to work that much better. And it also relaxes your mind. So, this is why we say it makes you more receptive. Because your energy can circulate better once you're relaxed. So please, feel yourself. In that nurturing field, the earth, you're safe here. And as your energy gets stronger, as the circulation gets better, things tend to hurt less. Things tend to affect you negatively less. Or that will be your perception. So we're going to start by relaxing our toes. You have to shuffle your feet a little bit or wiggle your toes. And allow any stress or tension to drain out. Be recycled in something finer. Right now, bring it up through your toes, the warmth. Bring it up into your feet and your ankles. Your lower legs and into your knees, your thighs. Let any stress or tension drain out because you don't need it. And while we're at it, drop any of your heavy baggage that you have right now, set it down. All of your side issues can wait. If you really want to pick it back up again, you can always pick it up later. It'll still be there for you if you want it. If you don't want it, you can just leave it there and it'll decompose and feed something else. Just leave it like that. Always come back for it. But right now, if you have any issues, just let them fall. Will not want to take them along for this. And breathe. It's very important to remember to breathe while you're doing this. And every now and then I'm going to ask you to check yourself. This is rather common among some people. Even myself. Bring the warmth up into your hips, and your abdomen, and let all of the internal organs relax in there and do their job. Circulation be good. Let the tension or stress drain out. Let everything come to a nice state of balance in that area. And then bring it up into your solar plexus area, into your middle. Feel the warmth, recirculation. Let all of the organs in there, especially in your rib area. You know, a lot of times when you have power issues, personal power issues, you'll feel it oddly enough in your ribs. But this area is where those issues sort of get stuck because it's the chakra associated with it. So, or if you have stomach issues. So let's let that area get nice and relaxed and warm. Release any stress or tension from there. Allow all the organs in there to function perfectly. Circulation to increase. The energy to flow. Release any stress or tension. Let it drain out your roots into the ground to be recycled into something finer. Move it up into your chest. Up into your chest and feel the warmth in your chest area. Relax all the muscles in that area. Let them come into a nice equilibrium. Breathe. Remember to breathe. Just let that tension, stress, any stress or tension drain out of you. Just let it drain out. Feel the muscles relax around your heart, around your lungs, so that they function better. Come into balance. Then, allow the warmth to come up your spine, lining your spine bones, in a good pattern, to support you, but relaxed. And if you have to your head around or your neck around a little bit to get them to line up, body, line up the way they want to line up the happiest, let yourself do that. Once again, there's no need to be completely static during these meditations. It's preferable that you do whatever you need to do to get your body into the right position, to a relaxed position, an aligned position. And if it helps you to move a little bit, this is no problem. So, as a matter of fact, I frequently move my hands around quite a bit when I do this. I have a tendency to. You can do this too. feel that this might help you, is you can actually take the palms of your hands, which have chakra openings, and reach down and pull warmth up body, just by aiming your palms the way you want it to go. Bringing it maybe an inch or so, body, might help the flow. It often does with me. And let it go up into your shoulders, the warmth come up into your shoulders. And this is where, usually, if you're keeping stress, a lot of people keep stress here. If it finally starts to loosen up, you will hear something like pops and cracks and Rice Krispies. We used to call it the Rice Krispie sounds. But just let that area grow warm, circulation increase. Shrug your shoulders a little bit if you need to. Release that and let any stress or tension drain out of that area. And you should be feeling quite a bit warmer by now. Quite relaxed. Then bring the warmth into your upper arms, to your elbows, your lower arms, your wrists, your hands, and your fingers. As you do this, bring it up into your neck and your throat, warmth and relaxation, and feel the warmth and the energy. This throat chakra is very important. Here in the cold climates, we tend to need to wear a scarf to keep this area warm. The color of it is sort of a silvery blue, and it has a lot to do with, of course, communication, but also creativity. So, if you ever have a problem with this area, a lot of times it means you're not saying something that you need to say. Something you vocalize, not vocalize. So, let's bring the energy up into our throat. Get a nice dose of energy there. Warmth. Relax it. Relax the muscles in your jaw, in your mouth, your tongue, muscles around your ears, your cheeks, muscles around your nose, relax your eyes, eye muscles, relax the muscles in your brow. Make sure your brows are not furrowed. Relax the muscles in your scalp. Feel the warmth. I'm gonna do some colors right now. Let any stress or tension drain your roots to be recycled into something. I'm going to give you some color energy now. as your energy cocoon strengthens around your body because you are relaxed. This energy coming out from your 144 chakra points, let it increase, let it flow. I'm going to add some colors. Imagine yourself standing inside a beam of red. Full clear red. Reddest red you ever saw. Bathe in this red. This is root chakra, the rainbow system. This is the color of the root chakra, color of survival. Be nourished with this red energy right now. Allow it to permeate you. Soak up all you need. And once you've soaked up some of that, then let's move it up to orange. This is your sacral plex color. Your navel chakra, otherwise known as in the rainbow system. Soak in the orange. This is your emotions and attraction. Sexual attraction, but it can be other forms of attraction as well. And it is one of the areas dealing with your emotional nature, your emotions. It's watery in nature. Emotions. Bathe in this orange. It's the clearest, prettiest orange you've ever seen. Allow it to get into your aura, soak it up. And then imagine a yellow, a beautiful yellow, sun yellow. Or like a beautiful field of yellow flowers. Just the prettiest, brightest yellow that you ever saw. And let this wash over you. And soak this into your body. Into your aura. And let this regenerate the solar plexus area. In the rainbow system, this is the color of your solar plexus chakra. It helps to re-energize that. Don't forget to breathe as you're soaking this in. All the while, these colors are weaving themselves into your energy cocoon. Now, imagine the most beautiful green color. Prettiest green you ever saw. Nice and bright and clear. Very relaxing. This is in the rainbow system, color of your heart chakra. And this is the place that is also called place where the divine birth happens. Virgin birth. This is the first chakra that deals with something more than just you as an individual in your survival. This is the chakra where we reach out to others. This is the chakra associated with love. And it's a very important need for us to soak in this energy. Into our hearts. And then imagine there is a new one in here, one that's not always spoken of. There is a connection between your heart and your throat. Native Americans really have a tendency to speak a lot about this one. And it's the one we use to speak with our heart, to speak from the heart. Its color is blue-green. And although it's not one of the main ones you generally hear about, it's one of the ones that we need to activate ever more increasingly now. It's a beautiful blue-green color, a beautiful sort of a turquoise. So see yourself bathing in this beautiful turquoise light, prettiest color you can imagine. Let it soak in. And see this beautiful silvery blue, this beautiful clear sky blue. Just the color of a beautiful sky on a nice day. This is your throat chakra color in the rainbow system. Allow your body and your aura to soak it in. Let it weave itself through your aura, through your energy cocoon. Then the next one, imagine the color indigo. The indigo, the third eye chakra in the rainbow system. Indigo and the third eye is, of course, associated with psychism. Being able to see beyond your five senses. And it looks like exactly the color of dark denim. That is indigo. It is a purple blue that is almost black. So imagine that color. Soak it in. And allow it to weave itself into your energy cocoon. Then, next, purple. We lighten it up a little bit for the crown chakra. Actually, I'm told purple, silver, and gold are colors associated with the crown chakra. Or you might also see it as white. Imagine the most beautiful purple. Like the purple in a sunset or the purple in a flower. purple like grape juice. Maybe, but it's the prettiest purple color. And soak that in and let it weave itself through. Now that these colors have woven themselves through, recharging all of those chakras, giving them a boost. Now that your body is relaxed, feel the nurturing energy come up from the earth, through your trunk, up your roots, your trunk, your branches, out towards the suns, many suns, our sun, the central sun beyond. Reach your energy far up. Then feel the answering energy come from all those suns down into our bodies, down through our branches into our trunk, through our roots, back down into the earth. That you're fully connected, let that energy circulate. Remember to breathe. And I'm feeling the energy and I'm hearing it too. I'm going to allow it to rise until it levels out. Seems to have finally leveled out now. I can hear it in both my ears and I can feel it up in my head. Okay. Wonderful. It's coming in quite strong this time. Very strong. Good. Right. Calling the Reiki energy. Your aura. Weave itself through you. Feels like sunlight. Sunlight. Feels like love. Love. Our own divine self loves you. Let it cycle round. That is to say, God, Goddess, the universe, sending love. It does all the time, we just don't always receive it. It's not always open to receive it. Constantly sending us energy. Our job is to open enough to receive it. Reiki energy is very healing. His love is very healing. It's been proven that without love, things can die. Things don't grow as well without So allow the universe to love you. Allow you to love yourself. There's nothing prideful about it. This is healthy. And you deserve it just by being. You have a right to take in this nourishment. If you weren't worthy, you would not exist. Now, now that that's circulating and weaving itself in energy, I call grace, which feels a bit cooler and feels like joy, like happiness. Ease. When things are easy, ease of movement, we call that grace. Moving from one reality to another in an easier way. Being able to leave the one we wish to discard behind us and move to the one that we favor more in an ever more graceful, easier fashion. It's interesting how I'm hearing these tones. It's very interesting. With practice, and also do this. Though I do have to warn you, it can be a little distracting at times. If you're not expecting it. But give yourself this time. It's not really a luxury at all. It's necessary for your health and development. Allow yourself to take in this energy. It's nurturing. As that circulates through your body, bear in mind that anytime you need find this relaxation again, you find it again. Anytime you need to find these energies, anytime you need to bring them in, you just have to calm yourself. Yourself into that stillness, draw it in. But remember to do that. A lot of times we end up getting too busy, too frazzled, or think we have a lot of things to do. Really need to take time to do. So. Now, see yourself as that beautiful coruscating tapestry of light, one of the most beautiful creations in the universe. But really, the no matter how you see yourself. This is the way your energy looks. In reality, you are just energy, as the rest of the world is. Everything you see and everything you experience is just energy, no matter how solid it seems. So taking in energy is just like taking in food. Only you don't have to worry about having to go on a diet. Okay. And on that note of humor, gently bring your awareness back into what we call the outside world and into your body, your so-called physical reality, and into your little Avi here in SL. And hope you feel renewed. I am deeply honored being your guide and facilitator. You are beautiful and you are loved. I appreciate you. Appreciate you being here. I appreciate you lending your energy. And I send you love.
Thanks for listening. I hope to see you in world and enjoy our website at dragonintuitive.com.